Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is the Av, and you're listening to Blog Talk 12 Radio with my man Nightcrawler. Check out for that mix CD, 12 Rounds Presents. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, what it do, man? It's Nightcrawler up in the motherfucking building. Once again, it's on. Yeah, I'm 9 minutes behind. Who gives a fuck, nigga? You know what I'm saying? It's Nightcrawler's Music World All-Star Bash. You know what I mean? I got mixtures of a lot of different shit. You know what I mean? It goes into tomorrow. I might bang out the NWA. Fuck the police. Don't swallow it. Got a couple of shits, man. Shouts out to everybody that fucks with me, man. I got some Outlaws. You know what I mean? I got that new Outlaw joint, but I ain't going to hit you with that yet. You know what I mean? Because I got some old school Outlaw shit that was like, yo, it's crazy. Yo, I remember hearing this joint by the Outlaws, man, called Sounds Like Shots, man. Yo, this is what it sounds like when we ride on our enemy. Yo, that shit just had me like going back in the days, man. Rakim, man, got this joint, man. I Walk These Streets featuring Zone Man, Mano Man, a.k.a. the Hand of God, man. Because when he smacked that motherfucking Young Bird, that nigga really saw the senses. That nigga chill for a minute. You know what I mean? Then I got Show Off, man. The East Side Savior, man, with Young Pop, man. Root Rock, I'm a hood nigga. You know what I mean? Then I got that Show Off joint, Go Lakers. It's the official Laker banger joint. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. Then I got Tyreka June in the air, Slow Down. I don't know. I might just go into one of them joints. Crazy album she got, man. And as always, I got my 12-round family in the building, man. And I'm going to be bringing it, man. I got two joints from Young Buck, man, going at G-Unit, man. That shit is crazy, man. Shouts out to Young Buck. I'm glad, man. It's about time, nigga. It's about time, nigga. Because, yo, real talk, Young Buck been really kind of quiet, man, trying to get on. I'm trying to, you know, work out the situation with Fifth and all that. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, he called Who Kid, and the rumors start flying. Yo, Fifth ain't like that shit. My opinion, man, is like this. Yo, Fifth, man, let the nigga go. Tell the nigga how much money you want. Nigga, get that money to you. FedEx real quick. Bam. Let the nigga out of his contract. Why you going to stop another nigga from eating, man? You know what I mean? Nigga, owe you money? Nigga, collect your money. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm going to be honest. Yo, I was a 50 fan. Get Rich or Die Try Now, man. I'm talking about what he came up with, How to Rob an Industry, nigga. I like that shit. It was raw. Then he disappeared. Then he came back with, you know what I'm saying, Get Rich or Die Try. That shit was a classic. Then after that, he just started having mediocre 1 and 2 singles here and there, man. Get your money and all that, B. But you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't really fuck with G-Unit like that. I like Lloyd Banks. You know what I'm saying? I support my nigga 40 Glock because that's IE right there. You know what I mean? And plus, I'm a fan of Mobb Deep, too. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely support my nigga Pac 100% and the whole Outlaw movement. Big Psych, all of them, man. You know what I mean? So, yo, let's just get it crack-a-lacking. And let's jump into this Hop the Great, man, off of that hot album, man. Bigger Than Life, man. And he brought along one of his partner, man, Miss Fifi, man, out here repping. 347-945-5951. Nightcrawler's in the motherfucking building, man. I'm pissing on the motherfucking world, man. Shouts out to everybody, man. Shouts out to my little daughters, man. They called me yesterday, and we chopped it for a few, you know what I'm saying? Brittany, Shariah, and Dariah Elliott, man. Shouts out to my daughter, Gloria, who just came in, you know what I'm saying, into this universe on the 29th, on Tuesday, 2009. Shouts out to my son, Kaya, the Gita, in Boston, or he's in Manhattan over there on First Ave, you know what I'm saying, repping that hard. You know what I mean? Shouts out to my daughter, Tajanae and Gina. You know what I mean? To my loved ones, High Above. It's for y'all, man. Let's get it crack-a-lack and let's go, man. Shouts out to everybody I fucks with. It's too much to go through right now. Let's get it crack-a-lack with Hop the Great feature and Miss Fifi out here repping, man. It's Nightcrawler.
Yeah, the money gotta be made so we can lay in the shade. I can never be whack,
I gotta keep the flow tight. Hand me the mic and watch me blow like dynamite. I work hard, I can never be a clout. Put the stones in my house, so you know what I'm about. Almost ready, throw that pot about to boil. If you don't like my music, I guess it ain't for you. Don't let me bore you, you can change the channel. Mr. 88 Keys, I know that piano. You know, I just stopped the beat because I wanted to compliment the metaphor, but I also want to let y'all know Bigger Than Life comes out November 27th. Yeah, living it fully every day. But let's get back into what we here for.
Give a nigga the beat, hit it safe when the drum drop. Niggas turn bitch, want to snitch when the drum drop. Give my hood a makeover soon as I make that. All my guns rubber like the tires on a racetrack. Only thing about family that make it sad. They always got their hand out like they waving a cab. You ain't down with my set, we go catch you, burn your flag. And I ain't got a dance after I scream, who's bad? My bang bang, the colors that I'm ripping, I'm doing it for my posse. Before I turn 30, I probably didn't go to body. Before I leave the circle, from the get it like John Gotti, my blueprint is solid.
Put them all here and rep it. Hey. Out here and rep it. Put them all here and rep it. Hey. Out here and rep it. Put them all here and rep it. Hey. Out here and rep it. Put them all here and rep it. Hey. Out here and rep it. Put them all here and rep it.
I'm back, bitch. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. I know them G-Unit niggas irrelevant and all, y'all. You know, but some shit just gotta get handled. Fuck your contract, nigga. What it do?
You a disrespect the queen,
yeah.
With all them badges and sirens, Miss Jackson. In them tight ass G-Unit jeans, it's harassment. Run and get your order of protection. You told on Supreme and other niggas' connection.
You know I know.
I'm not based, I say fuck you to your face.
Oh, no.
Hey, Rick Ross, it take Buck to put him in his place.
Go ahead, fuck Vanessa to get the front cover.
I'ma just address you to get the front cover.
I'm here.
Hey, Flex to fix another old school up. But F.E. Pro find
pull ups to this.
Yeah.
Ride around in your bulletproof truck to this.
Magnum
Smurf, I fuck with you, but I don't owe you nothing.
Come on.
Just stick to letting the world know that 50 stunned.
You know.
The call he recorded and he got you deported.
For real.
50 just enjoyed it, the next day ignored it.
Fuck G-Unit, I was a G before.
Let's go.
There's plenty more niggas trapping, paying they mortgage.
Hey.
They slip past you and hit Jam Master.
Dang.
The feds came and had some questions to ask you.
Remember?
I know you, you called me little brother.
Fuck.
At least in your interviews to make you look tough.
What's
you
up?
Said if I go and get a single, you would take them. And here you go, Curtis.
Hey.
The radio's waiting.
Yeah.
Shot Money, was it worth it staying over there? Your boss dropped the album and no one cared. He's standing on his last leg.
Last leg.
Yeah. Y'all thought he had all that bread.
That bread.
He ran on his last one.
Last one.
Got bucked, now his ass done.
Your ass done.
Get bucked, cause his ass done.
Of the fittest, man. You know what I'm saying? And only real, true homies and true love is gonna ride with you regardless of the paper or not.
And you don't need nobody else to tell you you're dope. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers don't, you know what I mean? Only the fans give us our props. You know what I'm saying? If we was waiting on other artists or, you know, motherfucking labels or anybody else to tell us we was dope,
word,
man, we'd be waiting forever.
Word.
But the streets tell us we dope. You know what I mean? Every time I step out my house and a nigga tell me, yo, man, I heard that new shit y'all dropped, man, I'm loving that shit. That's another vote. That's word. Another vote. You know what I mean?
And my niggas tell me I'm dope, so fuck
yeah,
that.
There it is.
That's it. Like, as long as we come to a common
we
ground.
We actually the dopest.
Basically.
You heard it from me.
Basically. Y'all don't want the holiest to start talking about shit.
You basically the dopest. I mean, what you mean? Who fucking with them boys?
And this is what it sounds like. Get a thorough lesson from the teacher. Feed her to the sharks, even if that bitch a keeper. I keep her. Reaper say her daddy is the preacher. Beast her, yeah. Break her back like a teacher.
Open my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio, getting blow to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigues, black jeans and boots. Disappeared in the crap, all you seen was soup. This little nigga named Nas, think he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We should've traded one band, now we out of the closet. Mom deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. B-man, I take this bullshit deeply. There seem too many real players for to let these bitch niggas beat me. Well, let's be honest, you a punk or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said to Bob about me being a thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strap with Mac, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now. Take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick. Trying to play a hate on my shit. You eat a fat dick, let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Against all odds, open my third motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blown. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, open my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard you with light skin stocky with a Haitian accent. Jewelry fast cars and known for blasting. Listen while I take you back and lay this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the feds. Same crime, different trials, nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention? Promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman. In due time, I need you bitch niggas is listening. The world is mine. Set me up, wet me up, niggas suck me up. Heard the guns bust, but you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine on everything I owe. I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga. All out warfare. Eye for eye, last words to a bitch nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now, watch your front. Here we come, gunshots to duck. Now you stuck, fuck the rap game, nigga, this M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies. I go against all odds, so hope my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Be against all odds, up in the studio, getting blown. To the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hope my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that back, he did some shit he shouldn't have did. So he riding for that. And that nigga that was there with me, rest of dead. Switch sides, guess his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, breathing the dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly, it was written. Nah, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Say you wanna live my life. So it's a hostage, nah. Niggas that don't rhyme right. We've seen too many movies. Load them up against the wall. Close his eyes. Since you lie, you die. Goodbye. Let the real live niggas hear the truth from me. And what would you do if you was me? Nigga, against all odds, open my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blown. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, open my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio, getting blowed. Just do a shit.
two thug niggas. 21 guns, salute to my niggas that died in the line of duty. Represent to the fullest being sold for military minds that play the rules of the game. 21 guns, salute. I salute you, my nigga, stay strong. I ride for you, I rhyme for you, I roll for you. It's all you, it's all you bitch made niggas. I'm coming for you. It's all mine. Yeah, you touch me, I'm action. I know you motherfuckers can think I forgot. You and I ain't forgot, nigga. I just remember what you told me. You said don't rule a war unless I got my money right. I got my money right, nigga. I want war.
Yeah. This is the Av. And you're listening to Block Talk 12 Radio with my man Nightcrawler. Check out for that mix CD, 12 Rounds Presents. Yeah. Yeah. 12 Rounds. Take four. Yeah. Yo. I wish this day would end. It's just my worst day ever. Got up on the wrong side of the bed. Headache pounding on the side of my head. Neighbors dog barking. No hot water and somebody's talking. Stupid fool try to steal my parking. Rainy day outside and this asshole here starting. Bad enough I had to take the stairs. Cause the elevator's broken. My job late in York cause they downsizing. Gotta get away from all the nonsense. The bullshit. The consequence. I'm louder than the ambient gets. Defibrillator to pump your chest. The worse it gets. Stupid fool leaves a phone threat. I'm ready to lose it all like I'm doing horse bets. The choices, no remorses. The forces that drive me got me spazzing out day and nightly.
Chicken of Casino. casino, pouring Clico. Cause now I make music for the Cino. New York to Puerto Rico, California to Rio. Hit the street like a kilo for the legal. And swag like I walk with heat, though with all my people. But it's just me and my alter ego.
I walk these streets with my mind on my plan. It's alright if you don't understand. I walk these streets, ain't like I got a gun in my hand. Cause hating is the nature of man.
Sometimes I wanna stop the camera, just pop the hammer, box the innocent bystander.
For my family, three for the day that I run into my enemies. We gon' make a movie, the world gon' remember me. I survived it all, dog. What the hell you telling me? I remember days when I was young and aging, cutting class, chasing ass, couldn't pass grazing, chilling on a block then, listening to Rakim. Back of his album, flicked up with Killer Ben. Brain magnetic, and I wasn't athletic, but I ran around with the straight eight magnetic. Money on my mind, crack valves in my Levi's. Been a dog since I had the cream color key line. Yeah, yeah, we fly, seen it all with these eyes. Gun playing drugs, if you put my mind on rewind. Fast forward my life, your boy done made it. If I can do it over, I will take it.
Camera, just pop the hammer, box the innocent bystander.
I walk these streets, ain't like I got a gun in my hand. It's the right,
yo,
if you don't understand, stay out my way.
Hey, yo, man, no, it's the same old, same old. Don't matter if you win it for the fame or you lay low. Haters gon' hate, but it's okay though. The aim always make sure the payroll stays swole. Big faces, cake dough, and the Nero's. Rubles, yin yang, euros, and pesos. Seven digit figures trying to make more zero. Straight holes in whoever in the way, so. While I count the next bundle, all means necessary, Malcolm X hustle, a threat yet humble, about to flex muscle, get a big amount, then I'm in and out the next jungle, cause every other day I'm in another state, it's like I cross a thin line between love and hate, but I gotta eat, gotta get another plate, so I'm on my cakewalk for the cake.
I walk these streets, with my mind on my plan, it's alright if you don't understand.
Bang, 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 bang my business. They said I couldn't get in the game, but now I'm all in it. I got respect and the power, and I ain't even finished. I seen the hardest niggas in the hood dropping diminished. That's why I bang to my last day. Penny when I'm thirsty, I might go tomorrow, so I'm banging in the worst way. I'ma get to the top despite all the foul play. Probably make it before the weekend, like a Thursday. Dim say, she say, okay. I didn't want your opinion, no way. I have to say it. You know the radio had to play it. I seen a lot of foolishness, so I had to change it.
I put New York back in my city. Brought LA and down south with me. Put the BX on my back. If you really want it, then you know where I'm at.
Right here.
Who won what? Tell me. Who won what? Tell me. Who won what? Tell me. Who won? Now bang in the truck. Bang by the bar. Bang when you bring over 90 in the car. Bang if you hit hop. Bang when the shit drop. Who won what?
Charging for air, won't put nothing real on the radio, and that's a public space, so they robbing you, right to your face, they telling lies and making waste, so I'ma tell the truth till the roof off this place, if they don't play it or what, again, I don't give a what, I would move units out the side of the ice cream truck, call the kids and tell them to eat it up, like the revolution is coming, don't run, don't duck, yo, they always keeping you asleep, while they put lullabies over hot ass beats, so you move your feet, keep consuming and never assuming your place, so I'm resuming with a side of left, off in this race. If they don't plan it all, I'ma still stand tall. Spray painted on the wall, lock up your city hall. Box up and send it to you like anthrax in the mail. The revolution is here, but they still can't tell. Yo, I can feel it deep down in my heart. It wasn't well put together, now things falling apart. And now screams up in the dark, they start to show promise and purpose. And I'm arranging the illest funeral service like the bullshit is dead. Go ahead and send flowers, we representing the real. We reclaiming our powers, I can smell it in the wind. Feel chills under my skin, like it's here, I swear. I can feel it in the air. I'm scared to breathe in the city sometimes, cause I don't know what's going into my nose. Radioactive particles and dreams broken off up into pieces and pieces. All I can wish for while the drama increases. We all want a piece of a pie that's really poison. These poisonous people run the government, but yet our noise is only booty shaking bullshit. Hip hop is a commercial where mercenaries is getting rich off of the role reversal, where the artist is a mouthpiece for the corporation and the people missing teeth like they've been freebasing. And everybody's complacent. Tell me I should just be patient, but I'm so sick of waiting at it. Tell me I'm hating when I'm like, yo, that ain't music. That word, don't even use it. Any chance that you get, you manage to abuse it. But yo, I really know now there's about to be a change. Like I'm hearing Sam Cooke mixed in with Lisa James, and it's real. Yo, I can feel it deep down in my heart. It wasn't well put together, now things falling apart. And now screams up in the dark, they start to show promise and purpose. And I'm arranging an illest funeral service like the bullshit is dead. Go ahead and send flowers, we representing the real. We reclaiming our powers, I can smell it in the wind. Feel chills under my skin, like it's here, I swear, I can feel it in the air. I see it in the eyes of children, and out the windows of tall buildings. It's about to really be some rebuilding. Revealing a new way of living, fresh way your rhyme spitting, best way your mind getting. Get in mind with the logic good in mind. By and large, you will find it the flow scene. Feeling it now, cause they sick of seeing us singing the same song. Sick of us taking the spirits, using their names wrong. Conscious, plus selling records, yo, this is the new math. We rip it and ride beats like we run with aftermath. But still, we'll teach like each line is our last. Like, we ain't only out for whatever we can grab. Why they get dope, get paid, get fly, get slave. Do the very same things after they get saved. Get tired after a while of it. Again, don't love it, just tolerate it while they really hate it deep down. Yo, I can feel it deep down in my heart. It wasn't well put together, now things falling apart. And our screams up in the dark, they start to show promise and purpose. And I'm arranging an illest funeral service like the bullshit is dead. Go ahead and send flowers, we representing the real. We reclaiming our powers, I can smell it in the wind. Feel chills under my skin, like it's here, I swear. I can feel it in the air.
Curtis is young fucking for you.
Yeah.
What'd he do?
sure they work it out. It's me you should be worried about. I got my muscle on. Wait till my muscle gone. I'll break this leash and put my heat up to your fucking dome. Come in, boy. Hey. Don't move or say shit, or that ass getting bitten. And look, y'all, what's a good dog? He'll even let you touch him. He act like he gon' bite, but he ain't really gon' do nothing. Somebody tell mama I just bought her a new TV so she can watch Jeezy and Weezy. But not you. Found the weed, but I still snuck my Glock through. I never thought they'd tell me take off my socks too. Close range and I'm ending it. We not leaving even if we hit somebody innocent. I know the reason rappers be hating, but I don't give a shit. Cause they too scared to be they fucking sales for that first week sale. For every record that you sell, I gotta pull it for you. I see that you won't keep it real. Let me do it for you. I can do it for you. Let me do it for you. Them other niggas couldn't get you, but I can do it. Do it for you. For every record that you sell, I gotta pull it for you. I see that you won't keep it real. Let me do it for you. I can do it for you. Do it. Let me do it for you. Them other niggas couldn't get you, but I can do it for you. I got niggas in my city thinking they getting by. Okay. I holler back cause right now I got bigger fish to fry.
Hold on.
Get your three friends. Yeah. I mean your main men. And let me teach you what my partner learned in the pen. Take them out to eat. This time you don't speak.
What?
Wanna see who down with you, then this time you don't see. Watch you talk about them hoes. That's what his weakness is. Watch you eat and don't tip. That's just how cheap he is.
Hey.
Watch the nigga that be watching what you watching. Cause that nigga like you.
Huh?
Watch it for some. But that nigga that you have on your staff that's gon' go on spin it blast. To say he went in half. That's your nigga.
Yeah.
He gon' be there even if you seem to fail.
What?
When your album drop and you get your first week sale.
Yeah.
Now who gon' be there even when it seems you failed and your album flop? He got your first week sale.
Fuck you, hell.
For every record that you sell,
I gotta pull it for you.
I see that you won't keep it real.
Let me do it for you.
I can do it for you.
Do it.
Let me do it for you.
You know
other niggas couldn't get you, but I can do it for you.
Hey.
For every record that you sell,
I gotta pull it for you.
I see that you won't keep it real.
Let me do it for you.
I can do it for you.
Do it.
Let me do it for you.
You know
other niggas couldn't get you, but I can do it for you.
How it feel, Curtis? What was it, like 10 million on here at the Dallas Club, right?
Nigga, you did 100-some thousand records on your last shit. We don't fuck with you no more. Bitch ass nigga. Oh, I'm so hard on your hoe ass. Nigga, you thought you did something to fuck. You created a monster, you fuck nigga. Hey, yeah, yo. You know, Jimmy told me he'll never put out another album of yours. So I understand why you watching that nigga 50 draws. Bitch ass nigga. Hey, Banks. Don't forget now. I brought you back around that bitch ass nigga Curtis. You know, when you was at home and shit with your grandma. Feeling all sad and shit. Buck Road out there. You know. I'm like, Bank, come on, we got this shit. So don't you get out of line, nigga. I'm on you niggas ass, boy. Yeah. Yeah. Cashville Records, Sebo, and the Outlaw. Here we go.
It's Trey. It's your boy. Telling you to listen out. Blog Talk 12 Radio, my man Nightcrawler.
Yo, it's crack-a-lackin', you rockin' with Nightcrawler right here in my world. What's good, man?
Man, you know we out here feeling good, man. Listen to my nigga Pac right now, man. Got me feeling like, you know what I'm saying, a real copacetic state of mind. What it do, though?
Ah, man, I can't even call it, man. I was getting ready to throw on two of my joints from my label. Then I was getting ready to throw on this M-Pound, you know what I'm saying, show-off joint. Go Lakers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. All my Lakers fans out there, I just left the Louis store right now. Bunch of rich-ass chicks in that motherfucker black board, you know what I'm saying? Trying to bag one up in there. You know how I do.
Impounder, man.
Yo,
man.
I'm telling you, I'm really on my grizzly, man. I'm on my grizzly for real.
For real. For real, for y'all that just tuning in, man, I got on the line right here, man. One of the IE legends right here, man. Show off the East Side Savior. If y'all don't know, y'all better Google and catch a clue, man. Impound is in the motherfucking house.
Yeah, we in the building. What it do? Just left, turn his park down right now. We just, you know what I'm saying? For New Year's, man, shout out to my niggas on from G Unit, the unit. Shout out to all my niggas, Zoo Life, 40 Glock. They showed the nigga a real good time for New Year's, popping bottles of Club Pier in Las Vegas, man. It was beautiful. It was a wonderful thing. It was a wonderful thing, man. I'm loving it right now.
Oh, man. Man, my year ended perfectly nice, man. I had a lot of bumps and ups, but you know what I'm saying? God bless me. You know what I'm saying? My daughter was born on the 29th.
Baby, the baby good?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody about to play the lottery off of her date, you know, say off of her weight to her date of birth. So, you know, all I tell them is cut me a check.
Yeah. Yeah,
give me my piece of the pie. You know what I mean? But aside from that, just get, you know, we getting ready to unleash on the world, man. We got our mixed CD out there. You know what I mean? 12 Rounds Presents Round 1. And we just trying to do some different things. And me, I'm just, you know, saying, pushing this radio show to the next level and pissing on the world, getting ready to take over. Let these motherfuckers know about the IE. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't understand, man. The IE got so much history, man. But there's so many people that done came out of the IE, you know what I mean, that got lucky. And then they turned their back on the IE. And you know what I'm saying? That I don't feel...
I'll name one nigga right now, man, that fat-ass nigga, Jazzy Faye. Is that a nigga name?
Oh, man, fuck that bitch-ass nigga, man. I heard about
him. That came from Atlanta. That nigga from Fontana. That nigga went to Atlanta and started talking about he from the A. Then this fat-ass nigga came to L.A., right? This nigga didn't think we knew this shit. He come to L.A. talking about ATL in the building. I said, nigga, you from Fontana, California. Nigga, what the fuck you talking about? Get your fat ass off the stage. We beat the brakes off you, nigga. That nigga got his disco-looking ass the fuck off that stage, nigga. Like, these niggas crazy. Like it's nothing representing. Like, if you move away, be like, yeah, nigga, I used to live here. I'm here now. I'm doing my thing. But shout out to my family out there. I hate when niggas move away and act like they ain't never existed out here.
Yeah, you remember KUCR? Back in the days when it was, you remember A1 Sauce?
Yeah.
That nigga moved to L.A. Now that nigga saying that he from L.A. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, it's a goddamn shame. I tell niggas, I move all across the board. I tell niggas, I'm a Riverside, California nigga because that's where I got all my game from, and that's just how I am. That's the environment that helped raise me. And I didn't live in Ontario, California, Paris, I didn't live in L.A., I didn't live in Vegas, I didn't live in Alabama, I didn't move all across this motherfucker, and I tell niggas this is where I got my game from my brothers, so that I can never say this is not the area I'm from. Like, I don't give a fuck if you real, no matter where the fuck you from. You could be in Riverside, New York, Riverside, Colorado, it don't matter if you're a real one, niggas gonna respect it and believe it, like that nigga's real. I don't give a fuck if he came from the nicest community in the world, that's a real ass motherfucker.
For real, because I came here in the States like 82, and I lived in Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Like 85, I went to California, and I tell cats like this, man. I lived in New York, but it's like I might have grown up in New York, but really my life really was like on the West Coast. I grew up in the IE back when shit was hectic. You know what I mean? When a nigga couldn't walk down the street and didn't get his pockets checked for wearing the wrong colors. You know what I mean?
There's so much
history, man. I remember Meet a Ho. You know what I mean? For those of y'all that might not know what Meet a Ho is, that's Metro. That's where all
Victorious.
The pimps was at. You know what I mean?
Victorious. A motherfucking nigga gets, 10 niggas get shot outside, nigga, the next weekend is still cracking.
You remember,
nigga,
you remember Attitudes? You remember Club Attitudes?
I remember Attitudes. I remember Monopolies. I remember Harry Season. I was a young nigga. I was a young nigga then.
See, so you know my mentors and my older brothers, you know what I'm saying, my older peoples I was running with, you know what I'm saying, Shaqie and Teddy Bear, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember Teddy Bear, and like for people who don't know out there, my nigga, like the Inland Empire, which is the IE, the Inland Empire is like about, is right next to L.A., so everybody who was gangbanging in the IE, they had to gangbang twice as hard to get the L.A. niggas respect, because gangbanging came from L.A. Ain't no motherfucking mystery in that shit. It came, the Crips and Bloods came from L.A. So once it hit the Inland Empire, which we was right next to the motherfucker, we had to gang bang three times harder to get these niggas respect. Because we go to the same pen. We go to the same institutions.
But let's let people know out there for real, though. Because everybody should know. You know what I mean? When cats was leaving from L.A. and migrating to the Inland Empire, you know what I mean? They came out to what they was calling, you know, back then they used to call that, what was it? We used to call it, like, the suburbs. But everybody was doing the Rampart District when niggas had to leave from L.A., you know what I'm saying, because it was hectic out there. Niggas migrating with their families to the Inland Empire, you know what I'm saying, whether you was Crippa Blood and you set up shop. The only place that you would never find no Bloods, and I'm going to keep it 100, you know what I mean? And that was on the east side of Homicide Riverside.
California.
You know what I mean?
Like,
I'm going to keep
like, you know, it's crazy. Like, people understand. You know how niggas yell BX or niggas yell Harlem? Nigga, on my mama, if you come to my city, Riverside, California, about 90% of the niggas you meet, if you ask them where you from, they not going to say, I used to live here. They're going to be like, I'm Riverside, California. Every last nigga. Because we got a real pride, like how Harlem and New York niggas and Compton niggas, we got a real pride, like niggas Riverside nigga, and we'll die for that. And niggas, when they come out and they see us, they be like, yo, these niggas is really on some city shit. They not even like, oh, no, they own their city. And they got love and respect for their city. Not saying our city got the most homicide rate or we got the most baldness ass niggas, but it's a pride because we all together as a family in that motherfucker. And it's like Riverside. It's Riverside for real. Like, niggas yell Watts. We yell Riverside, and we don't back down for no other city than no other niggas. We just some real niggas, man. I love
and
my
niggas,
city.
And niggas have came out to the IE and had to bow down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could run down some names. I've seen Snoop bow down in San Bernardino. You know what I mean?
San Bernardino grimy now. Now, look, Riverside, we grimy. Like, but San Bernardino, that motherfucker is grimy. Like, nigga, I mean, grimy. Like,
real
like,
talk?
They should have had the murder rate. They should have had the murder rate for a couple years on that bitch.
Real talk, I was in San Bernardino with one of my partners from San Bernardino. We was chilling, and somebody threw an event in San Bernardino, and he was like, yo, no San Bernardino niggas could get in. So my man was like, what? Nigga, how the fuck you in our hood, nigga, and tell us we can't get in? Nigga, don't you know, nigga, you in San Bernardino, nigga? San Bernardino niggas can't get into your party? Nigga, we gonna burn your shit down, man. That nigga changed the whole site. Let the San Bernardino niggas in. Just let them in. Please don't burn my... I'm like, yo, niggas need to realize, when you come to California, you can go to L.A. Go hit all the spots in L.A. But don't come to the I.E. unless you're willing to wipe your feet and show respect. Because I guarantee you, your bitch ass will be on the motherfucking news, running down the street on the 60, trying to get to the 210, yelling, I can't fuck with these IE niggas. Because there's a lot of motherfuckers that don't know. We hold history.
Oh, my nigga, it's like, you know, it's crazy. It's like whenever I go to L.A., I can maneuver in L.A. real good. Like, maybe back in the 80s, you just couldn't maneuver like that, you know what I'm saying, in L.A. Because niggas is really gangbanging super hard. Right now in L.A., you can move through L.A. If they don't know you in L.A. really like that, you can maneuver around kind of because it's like L.A. niggas look for niggas to kill they know. Like, we know that nigga shot at the homie. Let's kill him. I.E. niggas, they just bang on you for the love of the game. You just walking around minding your motherfucking business. You just got some niggas come out of nowhere like, nigga, where you from, nigga? You like, damn, homie, I ain't even tripping. What we tripping on you? Like, goddamn. Y'all niggas acting like this out here? Yes. That's how they act out there, my nigga. Like, I move around the east side of L.A. a lot more before I move around in San Bernardino. Because in San Bernardino, you know what? Honestly, with my career and where I'm at, I'm not trying to really go to jail or catch a body. But, nigga, moving around and now, motherfucker, I'm going to catch a body because somebody going to act like they just super hard and they just going to be turned up with it. That's how it is. Niggas out there ain't got nothing going on. They really don't have nothing going on, but except for this is where I live at, and I'm ready to go shoot a nigga for that because I ain't got nothing else to do.
I remember being out in San Bernardino, and I was at this chick's crib, and I'm leaving from my house, but I had to go back and get something. And I see this car pull up. Everybody in the car is Blood, and I hear them talking. They all like, yo, where the fuck he from, dog? And I'm sitting there like, oh, man, I guess I got a chunk at that. And I hear a girl say, man, don't you motherfuckers know that's a roster. He ain't got shit to do what we do, nigga. Get the fuck out the car. He's like, oh, he's a dread? You know? But people don't understand, it's a different movement out there, because I met a lot of G's. I came up on need a lot of G's, man, out there. And trust me, I tell everybody in New York, y'all could bang out here. People get mad at me when I tell them I don't respect the Crips and Bloods in New York, because I know too many partners from 85 that was dying over this shit. You know what I mean? Out here, it's
that's
like everybody... I'm going to keep it 100. You see, once Jim Jones got on that shit and these other New York niggas, see what it is? It's niggas is following this bitch-ass nigga Game, and I'm putting it out there. You know what I mean? Because I remember Game from when he was sitting on the fucking Dayton show. Nigga didn't have none of those tattoos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nigga, your brother Fuse made it possible for you to walk through these hoods. Your mama, your dad, one of them was a Crip, and one was a Blood, homie. You know what I mean? You wasn't really banging hard body, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
and
look,
that's what
the, here's the thing about Game. Okay, look. Here's the thing about Game that nobody really, they don't understand. JCM, they don't understand. The nigga was a Crip. The nigga was a Crip. He grew up in Lantana. The nigga was a Crip, banging Crip. He played basketball. You know, most niggas that gang bang. We shoot a ball. We hit a shot. Before he was throwing up a B and a blood, he was throwing up a C. Like, yeah, cuz I hit that. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is what the nigga was doing. And a lot of niggas don't. That's why I be like, I be all niggas like, my nigga, you following behind. I can see you following behind a real reputable. Like, you like, I want to be like this nigga right here. But most niggas that really be gang banging, like, you know, that really was gang banging, they'll tell you they either dead, they in jail, or they trying to reform their life to be like, I don't even want to do that music no more. Because that type of music is causing a lot of real deaths. But niggas who never really lived that life, like never really lived it, they seen it, but never really lived it, they glorify that shit. Like, oh, yeah, well, as soon as I be a rap star, I'm going to talk about blood and killing. And nigga, you ain't, nigga, I swear to God, nigga, this nigga Game been shot at 3-4 times on my mama, I could count. Because, yeah, nigga, back then, I used to be with the Black Wall Street. I'm one of the main niggas who started Black Wall Street Blue Division because I was a Crip. Going over there with all the Bloods, nigga, and I was like, I'm not wearing no red sun. I'm wearing a blue sun, nigga. And I was, if y'all niggas check the history on my mama Game, dissed a nigga named Glasses Malone from the West Coast because he said he was misrepresenting his logo. Nigga, that was me. That was me. On Riverside, California, that was me. Because I was like, nigga, I'm not about to be around a gang of Don Moose wearing his red sun, and I know what this red motherfucking sun is for. I'm going to wear a blue sun. So that day, we started Black Wall Street Blue Division. Now it's called just Blue Division, which is like, you know, G Malone, Glasses Malone label. But I'm the nigga who started that. But I can honestly count 4 different times Game's been busted at, shot at, and the nigga ain't went and did nothing. His homeboy Fo Bent. Everybody know Fo Bent, Billboard. Check the history of Black Wall Street. One of the hardest niggas out of Compton. Got killed. That nigga didn't go ride. He wasn't a superstar yet. Shit, the Tortilla Flats blasted that nigga car up right there in his hood. He didn't go do nothing. His homeboy Peanut got bucked by the G-Unit for trying to run up in the radio station on them niggas. Think they playing. Homeboy got shot. What did he do? Nothing. I'm telling you, man, these niggas got to take the history on real niggas and understand who the fuck they following. That's why a lot of fans get mad, or they get mad at certain niggas when they ride on niggas. And they don't understand that this nigga's not a real nigga. He's not really like this. That's why he should make a song like Camera Phone. That's the kind of songs he should make. Songs like Camera Phone. He should make those type of songs. That's really what he should be on.
I seen this thing on YouTube. That shit was funny as fuck. They said Game gets shot. Nigga on stage. And you just see a nigga blast him. And I'm sitting there laughing because I'm like, yo, dog. Yo. But it's like my thing with Game was like, yo, I heard Game diss the IE. You know what I'm saying? I got a problem. Anybody got a problem with the IE, straight up and down. You know what I mean? So I don't really – it's like to me, Game
he
is
really
like, yo.
He didn't diss the IE. To be honest, he didn't really diss the IE. Like where we had a problem at, they did an interview, you know what I'm saying, which was on his first CD, which came out with 50 in them. And they was over in the hood, and they was like, you know – they did the NWA thing with Ice Cube, and Ice Cube made that famous, you know what I'm saying? And we got a song, it's not dissing Ice Cube, but it's kind of coming at it in a correct way, because ever since Cube said, you know what I'm saying, banging Compton, but you move to Riverside, it kind of like niggas be like, you know, when they say Riverside, they be like, oh, like, yeah, that's a nice, like, no, my nigga, we got mansions like anybody other city. A lot of cities got mansions. But, nigga, we got a stupid grimy side where it goes down, and a lot of niggas won't walk these streets at night out here because you can get shot by the niggas or you can get shot by the SAs or you can get picked up and beaten the brakes off by the police. They don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But it's like they made a comment in the documentary, you know what I'm saying? They was like, where game at? And a nigga whack was like, oh, Game, he moved to Riverside. And then Game come out of nowhere with his little Desert Eagle that he borrowed from the homie, from across the street. Like, nah, I'm right here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't really diss the IE, but they was just like making that Compton, I'm moving to Riverside type shit. And, you know, that type of shit don't really sit well with niggas, especially in this day and age. Now, the problem is, a lot of these niggas, once again, listeners, once again, they never been to the penitentiary. So they don't know. But once you get up in that penitentiary, and you be talking that Compton or this and that, and you be like, you meet a Riverside, like, let me give you some history on some niggas. The East Side Riverside were respected by the first Crip gang ever started. We took that title. Not that L.A. nigga moved out to our area and made us bang like Coast Crip. No, we went to the pen back when Crips first started, and we told them we Eastside Crips. And the Eastside L.A. Crips, which is Coast Crips, was like, no, y'all ain't. And my motherfucking G homies tore that motherfucking pen apart, nigga. And they was like, hey, y'all niggas is East Coast Crips. Y'all is Coast Crips, which now is 200 block East Coast Crips. But a lot of hoods never, ever got that type of respect in California. Ain't no hoods from anywhere ever went to the pen and told the Crips, like, look, we are these type of Crips and we're from here. And the Crips told them, no, you're not. And them niggas took off on every Crip on that yard. Like, no Crips has never done that. But my neighborhood, we've done that. So we deserve our respect for this real gangbang shit. And not that I'm glorifying anything that is negative or anything like that, but motherfucking history books is written. It's in the history. It's in the history of my area. So I can't divert that or lie about it.
But trust me, I know a lot about the East Side because my daughter's mother, you know what I'm saying, her family from the East Side, they originally came from L.A., you know what I mean?
Yes.
Butch and Bubbles, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And my little nephew, C, you know what I'm saying, him and Bobcat, all of them, you know what I'm saying? I remember when they was YGs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
CYGs. So I've been around, man. I know a lot. I even know niggas from the West Side PJs. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Brownie Lowe doing time right now. J Dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of the terminal. I remember the downtown terminal. I used to be posted a lot. You know what I'm saying? When I was out there, you know what I'm saying? All my homies used to always tell me, yo, Dre, you can't be around us, B. You can't because the way the police move
is
different than New York. I'm like, yo, man, fuck the police, B. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to hang out. I'm going to chill. But I try to tell people out here, yo, you really want to see what gangbanging is like? Go to the West Coast. Go to the West Coast.
This is where I would give East Coast Bloods and Crips super mad props. I mean, my nigga, if you had the gangs originally coming from this, meaning they flew to the West Coast, they was like, blood, cuz, whatever. Where you from? And the nigga say, I'm from Wooty Woo Wop, Harlem. Like, oh, is that right? Okay. Oh, so you a Crip, you a Blood? Nigga, I'm a Blood or a Crip, whatever. I'm a Blood, whatever, Woo Woo. Okay. And that nigga start putting in work with them other Bloods. Then he go to jail in the pen. He really go to the pen, and he don't back down. He still let niggas know I'm Wooty Woo Wop. And he fly back home. Oh, my mama, I have no problem shaking that man's hand, saying, my nigga, you're really with the business. You're really with it because you came and lived it. You came and lived it, and you know what it's about. But I really don't got too much respect, though, when niggas fly to New York and these fake-ass niggas is telling these other niggas looking hard in front of them, you know what I'm saying, and they start some shit up out there that they don't really know. So then these niggas feel that they could diss the other side. They feel like since they a Crip over there or a Blood over there, they can call a Blood a slob or a Crip a crab. Like, nigga, how the fuck you gonna call motherfucking 30 years of gangbanging out here? You just started gangbanging last week out there, and you just got the right to call this another nigga, a whole generation and car of niggas. Like, who the fuck? Like, come on, man. That's why I tell niggas, when I leave Cali, I want to see the Magnolia boys. I want to see the Gotti boys. I want to see the motherfucking New York niggas. I want to see the real New York niggas. And they used to be on the blocks. They used to be on the blocks having the blocks. Like, nigga, this is Wooty Woo Wop Harlem. Like, nigga, ain't no blood, no Crip, no nothing. I be wanting to go to other people's area and see how they really do it. Now I go to people's area, it's just like being back in the 80s in California.
But I'm going to shed some light. From what I learned when I came back out here, I heard like on Halloween, the Bloods run around and slice babies and mothers. They call it Bloody Night Initiation. You know what I mean? A couple years ago, I was in Queens, and this girl I know, she introduced me to this female that said that she was a Crip. Don't take this no disrespect. This is how I approach her because, like I said, my little nephews and my homeboys, they bang both sides, but my nephews, they bang Crip. So I approach her. I was like, so where you from, crap? And she looked at me. It's like, what's that? I said, damn, bitch, you need to take that rag out your pocket and stop banging because if I said that to my little nephew or any of my homies, we scrapping. She like,
yeah,
what?
For real.
How's that disrespectful? I said, yo, how the fuck is y'all out here gangbanging and you don't know what you're doing? Then my partner introduced me to this Blood dude that, you know what I'm saying, he knew from this girl he was dating. Now,
yeah.
I met the guy and we was talking and all that. I told him straight up, I don't respect the Bloods out here. This nigga takes me to his hood. And I'm sitting there, he introduced me, showed me his homeboys are stashing their ratchets. I'm sitting there like, y'all niggas don't even know me. I'm a stranger on your set. And you showing me your stash spot. That's violation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Niggas in New York need to really, they need to get out of that mind state because what it is it's starting from the jail system. And then there's always a nigga that left from Cali that couldn't get into the gangs that decided to come out here and get these young niggas that them watch Colors and shit and think, oh, I want to bang. But it's like I told everybody out here, when they come with the gang task force, that's when y'all motherfuckers get the shit and bricks. My homeboy was like, what's the gang task force? Put it like this, homie. New York PD and the gang task force, two different things. If gang task force want to run up on your ass, throw you on the curb, beat your ass, they can do that, homie. They got a different law system.
No. Tell them about the motherfucking, you can't be around gang members on parole. You just go to jail for being around a gang member. Like, you're just posted with your homie. The tabs roll up like, oh, you two are gang members. You're on parole. You're going to jail for a year. Just for sitting next to a nigga. Like, I'm just sitting next to this nigga. I'm not even doing shit. Like, you're going to jail, nigga, because you're on gang file. Get out of here. Like, I'm telling you, like, they don't, like, motherfuckers don't really understand. But you know what? I can honestly say, I kind of love it in another way, though, because when I come out there, I can maneuver 10 times faster because I already know what y'all doing. Y'all trying to do like what we do. So I'm really a real one. So I can really maneuver 10 times. Man, I done seen Bloods from New York. Man, I done gang banged on them. They shake my hand, give me dab, hugs, all that. Like, wow, this is a real Crip. Like, I be feeling like, damn, man. Like, are y'all serious? I don't even come out here for this. I come out here to see some New York shit. Back when I was in high school, the Timberlands, the motherfucking, the big-ass triple fat goose jackets, like, the niggas on the, like, man, the real New York shit. Back when Rakim and Jay-Z and DMX and all them was, like, coming up in the game. Like, man, that real New York shit. And I don't see it. That's why when niggas be like, what happened to New York? The only niggas really holding up New York is, like, Jay-Z and 50 and all these niggas. The reason why the new niggas can't hold up New York, because they trying to do this new bullshit. That's the reason why Jay and 50 and all them older niggas can still hold up New York, because they still New York. They still what we see, what we used to see. All this new shit that New York trying to do with these new niggas, man, it's not going to fly, because niggas ain't going to be able to adapt to you. They're going to be like, who is this weird-ass nigga? Nah, he's an imposter. Fuck him. Nah, we ain't fucking with him. That's how we feel on the West Coast. So for all y'all new niggas that think y'all ragging and think y'all going to get somewhere gang banging, and I'm going to tell y'all this too. Don't nobody from the South has got as far off the gang banging. Nobody. Don't think because Lil Wayne, because he claimed blood, he got far. No, we like Lil Wayne before he even started claiming that shit. Now he got a lot of niggas who don't like him. because of that shit. Jeezy keep his shit kind of low pro. He don't really get too big on his gangbang shit.
Wait a minute, Jeezy was a Blood, then he switched to become a Crip. A lot of people don't know
what
that
the fuck
shit.
He did. I don't pay attention to that shit. I just listen to that nigga lyrics as far as we talk about cooking dope and selling bricks. That's all right. I don't listen to the gangbang shit. He could be the most killing ass nigga from his hood. I wouldn't even give a fuck. I don't listen to that. I listen to the dope sales. Gucci. I love Gucci. I don't know why Gucci gangbang. He don't even have to. We love Gucci for Gucci. Now he a Blood, so guess what? And when the Crip run up on him or something like that happen, he going to lose a lot of fans. He going to lose a lot of fans.
But you know
niggas
who I
don't have.
But that's the game, though. You see, you know what it is, though? It's like, all right, put it like this. If you look at all those people that's banging Blood, 9 of 10, most of them run the game. Like, yo, I look at it like this. I seen Jim Jones, man. I love Jim Jones' music when he was coming out Raw. You know what I mean? And then now it's like he on this, you know, Su-Wu shit, and I'm like, yo, dog, you don't even know what the fuck you begging. You know what I mean?
That nigga
like,
Jim Jones, that nigga Jimmy was out here in California, man. A homie threw a bottle at him. The homie threw a bottle at him. That's all Jim Jones loved to do, man. Jimmy cool. I can't mad because he getting his money, but all he loved to do, he can't perform. That nigga stage shit is whack as fuck. I don't give a fuck if a nigga tell him I said it. I tell him to his face. Like, because your stage fucking act is whack as fuck, my nigga. And the only thing he do is wait for somebody to do something in the crowd or do something in the audience so he can run his ass off stage and be like, I got my money, good looking. Like, that's all he do. He get on stage, he got a reputable with him that he didn't pay some money to or did a track with him or some shit. You know, he get on stage, Sue Whoop, he know it's Crips in the audience. A Crip throw a bottle at him, one of my homies from Act Right. What's up to my Act Right niggas, if any of y'all listening? They throw a bottle at him. This nigga get right off the stage. I'm out of here. Thank you for paying me $10,000. I ain't mad at him, but my nigga, like, damn, come on, my nigga, like, the people came in to see a show. If that's all you about, nigga, don't come out here. Because it's, as soon as one of us real niggas put a green light on your shows, like, man, I don't give a fuck if he come perform. Nigga, we tearing this bitch up. Guess what? Nigga, that shit's getting towed up. And any West Coast nigga who supports you, we going to tell them too. Like, look, my nigga, he ain't from out here, my nigga. He's not from out here. So he going to keep coming doing this bullshit, and y'all going to support him, y'all can get it too. And that's just how it roll out here. You know what I'm saying? But he a cool nigga, man, but it's just like, nigga, save that shit. My nigga, go to that Dipset shit. I want to hear the Dipset. I want to hear that shit. That's the problem with what's happening to New York. They all trying to jump on some other bullshit. And the niggas who not jumping on the bullshit, they staying with the New York shit, they're being successful.
That's why Cam said, you know, ain't no more Dipset. As a matter of fact, they got a Dipset West out there. That shit is banging, B, trust me.
Yeah.
But Cam said it. He was like, yo, you know, say he hollered at Jules. He told Jules, yo, what the fuck is you doing? Because Jules started drinking that scissor shit. That's the see, you know what it is? See, you know what? New York them went from being leaders. And I'm not talking about the old school teachers that still rhyming to this day and putting out relevant music. I'm talking about a lot of these other jacks, you know what I'm saying, that want to start following the other trend. You know what I mean? Atlanta been banging since way back. Eric Sherman went down to Atlanta and exposed Atlanta for everybody to go down there and be cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Down south, been exposed. You know what I mean? From Texas down to Mississippi. So to me, it's like what I see is you got a lot of these so-called artists now that just dick ride. You know what I mean? To me, Jim Jones was hot. But then he got on that Su-Wu shit, started dick riding. Same thing with Lil Wayne. I remember when Lil Wayne and Birdman said, yo, nah, we don't bang Blood. Down here in New Orleans, you know, everybody just wear red. Now you Blood. Come on. You know what I'm saying? To me, I'm like this, yo. Niggas going to have to start doing like what Detroit done did. There's a no-fly zone in Detroit. And niggas think that shit is funny. But that shit is real. You can't go to Detroit and not show niggas in Detroit respect, because niggas will beat your ass.
Yeah.
So now when it happens,
the thing, here's the problem with Cali. I'm going to tell you the problem. See, Detroit, they're together because they don't give a fuck. Cali, these niggas out here are so desperate. These niggas, I'm saying, yes, these niggas are so fucking desperate just to fucking make a dollar or to make anything right now. They don't give a fuck. As long as they're getting some shine with a track with Lil Wayne or with whoever, they don't give a fuck. See, me, I tell niggas straight up, I don't give a fuck about your motherfucking rap. because on my mama, I'll go to motherfucking DigiWax or MP3 Wax, and I'll take your motherfucking acapella and put it on my shit and put a song out on the internet saying that I got a song with you and then tell you fuck you to your face. Like, what are you going to do, nigga? Nothing. And that's the problem. These niggas want to be buddy-buddy with these fake-ass niggas. They know they fake. I tell niggas all day, like, if you know these niggas is fake, they not no real bloods, or you don't have respect for them, why the fuck they in your video wearing all red with red rags, Sue Whooping, and all this kind of shit? Fuck that, nigga. You got to be, money ain't everything. Sometimes it's respect for yourself and respect for your fucking coast. It's respect, my nigga. Fuck the bullshit. Sometimes it's like the money's not everything. It's like if I accept this, look what I'm painting the picture for. I'm painting the picture for all my West Coast niggas. This is what we're going to have to do. This is what we're going to have to do to survive. Like, no, it's not. It's not, because if we don't let them in, guess what West Coast got to do? West Coast got to fuck with the West Coast. If we don't let them in, we start beating up the DJs. You're not playing West Coast music, my nigga? Okay, watch this. When you go to a club out here, you're about to get DP'd. DP'd, what do you mean? You know what a DP is, nigga. West Coast, we all one gang. When you sign up to this West Coast hip-hop, you sign up to a gang, my nigga. This is a gang. So if you're not playing West Coast hip-hop, you're getting DP'd. We're beating you up at the club we see you at. Guess what's going to happen? All the West Coast DJs going to start playing the West Coast music again, and we just don't let niggas in unless they really real with it. But these niggas are so I want a dollar. I want to just try to make it out of here. I'm going to get a track with these niggas. And you know you just talking about these niggas last week. You were just talking about them last week. Now you getting a track with them.
See, that's like me. I mean, when I do my show, a lot of people don't understand me when I tell them, yeah, look, man, I don't play Lil Wayne shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't play Soulja Boy shit. You know what I mean? And it's like people
don't
understand.
Check. To mention about Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, okay, check. Here's the thing about Soulja Boy. I can fuck with Soulja Boy. I like Soulja Boy. You know why? Because Soulja Boy is a real nigga to me. Because ever since he was a little kid, since he was 14, 15, he always said, he's like, nigga, I'm doing music I love to do, and I'm getting paid for it. I don't claim shit. I just claim where I'm from, Atlanta. I help all my people out. And if it takes me to do the the Soulja Boy, crank that Soulja Boy so we can get checks over here and we can eat, I'm going to crank the Soulja Boy till I die. Like, that's a real nigga, that's a real little nigga that's really came from the trenches. And he ain't trying to claim nothing but what he trying to do to make money. And I really sat down and talked to Soulja Boy. I sat down and talked to him. And once he explained to me, like, look, show, come on, my, like, I'm doing shit I love to do. I'm performing, I'm touring, I'm not selling my soul for no fake shit that everybody else is doing. I'm just having fun doing me. And I'm making money, my nigga. I'm rich. I was like,
I don't mind that, but I'm like, yo, I look at it like this. I just see something recently, man. It's like Soulja Boy started going into that street life. Like, he really putting himself out there like he in the hood. Like, he in the trap.
No,
hold on. And the thing
he's
is,
he's from the trap, though.
Nah.
He
ain't born in
he's
Atlanta.
He ain't from Atlanta. I'm not saying he was born in Atlanta, but when he was like 10, 9, he really was living in Atlanta, in like the more ghetto area of Atlanta, influenced where niggas are selling drugs and shit like that. He wasn't living in the real super rich, nice area. He was living like in the ghetto area, and that's what influenced him.
And you know,
and
I think also what
plus
fucked
going
him
to
up too,
and, shit.
And you see, what also fucked him up too is, you know, say, I was like this, yo, I heard what Ice-T said to him.
Yeah.
And I felt like he could have approached it a better way, because it wasn't like Ice-T was downgrading him. Ice-T was trying to give him advice. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you have to understand, like, I think Soulja Boy handled that shit. Like, that's what made me start liking him a little more. Because you got a West Coast nigga like Ice-T, he tells a 16-year-old nigga to eat a dick. Soulja Boy can eat a dick. And that's what really sparked my interest to talk to Soulja Boy. And he was like, man, I'm a kid doing music I love to do. I'm making money at it. Like, I'm not trying to be the best rapper alive. I'm just trying to make money to feed my fucking homies and feed my kids. And the nigga gonna tell me to eat a fucking dick. So when Soulja Boy responded to him, like, nigga, what type of influence is you? Would you rather me break into your house? Would you rather me selling dope so you can give me respect versus me doing what I love to do as a kid? And you gonna tell a kid to eat a dick? Like, the way Soulja Boy got an Ice-T, it fucked Ice-T up. It really fucked him up. Matter of fact, it fucked him up so much, Ice-T and Snoop Dogg had to apologize to that nigga real recently. Snoop Dogg did on video.
But Snoop Dogg even got a song with him, you know what I'm saying, that joint that he did with DJ Quick on it, that did the voice box on it. It was decent. It's just me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It was all right.
I'm still trying to get adjusted to it because I'm trying to see the angle he's trying to go at because it's like, yo, you came out with that, you know what I'm saying, with that kiddie shit. I'm keeping
with
you came, you. But I'm saying, all right, you came with the kiddie shit, but now it's like you transition yourself too quick. You see what I'm saying?
I don't honestly think that he's trying to make gangbang music. I think if anything, he just making music that is adapting with him. Now, somebody who is trying to make street music and be like he a hard ass nigga is this nigga Bow Wow. That's one nigga who I look at like, nigga, get the fuck out of here.
Man,
if you don't get you some dancers, you better get you some dancers and some routines, nigga, because ain't no way in hell I'm ever going to look at you as no type of street nigga. You've been rich since you was five, motherfucker. Get your ass out of here. Like niggas, like street niggas are supposed to really give you respect. We supposed to really look at you and be like, oh, homie, respect Bow Wow. Get the fuck out of here. You better pay us, nigga, or we rob your dumb ass.
But I'm going to be honest. Bow Wow, to me, came off like a bitch. Because when he went at Soulja Boy, yo, Soulja Boy said one thing. You don't want me to tell about you and Omarion. As soon as that nigga said Omarion's name, that nigga Bow Wow was on the jack. Yo, nigga, why we got to fight, man? You know what I'm saying? Everybody know how Omarion gets down, and everybody knows what happened to Bow Wow and him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, see, my thing is this, and people need to start exposing niggas. Fuck exposing just the fake niggas. There's a lot of faggot-ass motherfucking niggas in this rap game, fronting like they gangsters, and then behind the scene, they sucking the niggas' dick just to get to the top. And I'm going to start naming niggas. Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest. Birdman should be in jail because, yo, Lil Wayne been around him since he was a baby. That's child molestation, boy. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga Birdman admitted that he fucked niggas in jail. Look, we got a nigga. I know y'all niggas know Mac Minister. I know y'all heard of Mac Minister. He doing life right now. Mac Minister doing life for Mac Dre, the nigga that killed Mac Dre.
Yeah, I heard about
they said,
that. I heard...
Okay, they said Mac Minister was the one who went killed the niggas who killed Mac Dre. So Mac Minister was a nigga who was around a lot of niggas, West Coast niggas, because he was on the run. He's around Cash Money back in they prime, Master P back when they was doing their thing, because everybody, he was a real rider. So one day he popped back up in Cali. He's like, I'm not fucking with Birdman and Cash Money no more. Like, you know, and this is a story I'm hearing from like three different real niggas. And they like, well, why you ain't fucking with them no more? He like, man, this nigga Baby said back when he was in jail, they used to rape me and that was weak. And he was like, you know, I ain't with no homosexual nothing. He's like, if you fuck a man, you a faggot. And Birdman then was like, nigga, how you gonna call me a faggot for taking another nigga ass? And you know how we feel. If you even touch a nigga ass, you was a faggot. I don't give a if you look at a nigga's ass, you was a faggot. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, fuck out of here. You got homosexual tendencies.
I'm going to give you a real story. The guy that used to be on that label used to sing. He's from Watts. I can't remember his name.
Are you talking about TLRLT? I forgot what you're talking about.
I know. Yeah. Something like that. Anyhow, he said he was sitting down in the room. He said Birdman walks in. Lil Wayne was sitting there. And he said Birdman walks over to Wayne and just slapped his tongue down his throat. And he was like, yo, he looking. And he said everybody else noticed that he was looking at it, and he was like, oh, yeah, man, Birdman always does that, man. He's like, what? He's like, yeah. And then he even went further and was like, yo, Birdman don't get no respect in this hood. He was like, when they did that that song with the clips, he was like, yo, we was in the hood and everything. And he was like, a nigga came, Birdman took him over to one of his OG homies. And his OG homie was like, you really fucking with that nigga like that? Man, you better shake that bitch-ass nigga. And he was like, he didn't understand it. And he was like, from that day on, every time he left, Birdman made sure he sent three guys to follow him around. And he was like, he didn't understand it. He was like, yo, this nigga's supposed to be a gangster, but nobody respect him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo, even Jay-Z take it in the ass. You know what I mean? Drake take it in the ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to keep on. Yo, M take it, I think, too, because everybody was talking about how he came out with that, yo, fuck gay people. And next thing you know, he on stage with the number one homo. You know what I'm saying? Holding his hands up. It's a lot of fuck boys in this business. That's me.
Hey, you know, white boys is crazy. You know, the fucking Woods is crazy anyway, though. They just don't give a fuck. They just don't give a fuck anyway. Like, Woods is crazy. And Woods mean white people because I done been to the pen, and Woods is crazy. They would jump in the shower all together and hug each other and scrub each other's back and ass. Just crazy shit. Like, what the fuck is y'all doing? These niggas, there's 20 white boys in the shower scrubbing each other's back and ass and shit. What the fuck is y'all? And they don't even think nothing of it. Like, what do you mean, bro? What do you mean? It's brotherly love. No, that's some faggot shit, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Real talk.
They don't even thrift.
Real talk. Hey, yeah, yo, look, before I get into a choice with you, I want to ask you, man, what's up with Impound, man? What's going on, man?
Man, Impound right now, we own this motherfucking plane ride, man. Don't nobody know about Impound, man. Most of us, we all from Riverside, California. Impound stands for Massive Pound. It started in the penitentiary. You know what I'm saying? We're not no gang. We just a family. We make music. We got some of the hardest artists. The only thing is we from Riverside, California, man, so we get shadowed a lot by L.A. and other different, you know what I'm saying, people from bigger cities than our city. Thanks to my nigga Fody Glock, Zoo Life, they from Colton. They from right down the street. They from right down the street, which is Colton, California. They from like, they like about 5 minutes away from us. So with them being able to get a lot of shine that they getting, my nigga throw a lot of shine back on the Impound side, which helped me out a lot. You know what I'm saying? We got CDs coming out. We got a Black Cloud coming out, which is Pistol Pop. We got Swagger 100, which is Young Pop. We got my next CD coming out, which is Sudafed Express. You know what I'm saying? And y'all can hear the names: Black Cloud, Swagger 100, Sudafed Express. You can just hear the names and be like, "Well, these niggas is wild." So you know, pay attention. Like I said, anybody that want to hit me on Twitter at twitter.com/SH0W0FF. You know what I'm saying? That stands for show off. Just replace the O's with zeros. Shout out to my niggas. Shout out to all my niggas on the East Coast, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, I just love the support y'all give, man. Especially, like, this is, like, some of the first radio interviews that we be doing. Like, you know, anytime you hear me, like call or anything, nigga, you know, I'm going to hit down there because this as I grow, I'm growing with the niggas that grow with me.
Oh, for sure, man, because my whole goal is, man, you know what I'm saying, I run with the 12-Round family. That's my peoples, man, Av and Andre.
Yeah.
Those are my peoples from Yates back. Me and Mike Flex go way back like flat tires,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I fuck with Shaqui. That's my mentor. That's who put me in the game. And Teddy Bear, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They put me in the frame, and I've been in the IE. I done did a lot of movements with both of these big, you know what I'm saying, brothers of mine. You know what I'm saying? We did the first Inland Empire Showtime at the Apollo with Mossberg. A lot of cats don't even know there was two Mossbergs. There was the one from L.A.
Yeah.
That was the Blood, and then there was my nigga Mossberg from Dino. And my nigga my nigga, you know what I'm saying, from Dino was murdering him. Because I remember when Mossberg sent some of his people from L.A., to a club, and I was sitting there next to Mossberg, and his boy was like, "Yo, Moss, that nigga Mossberg from L.A. just sent some of his boys down here." He's like, "Yeah, well, I'm about to go on the stage." He went on the stage and kicked like a 16 dissing that nigga to where Mossberg's people left out the club running to L.A. I was like, "Yo, you fucked up." He's like, "Nah, B, you don't send your peoples to come down and check me. Nigga, you come down like a G. Nigga, it's the I.E., nigga. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I remember a lot of people that came up. I remember Homeless Nation. You know what I mean? I just seen Lunch with a couple of joints. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Lunch needs to be someplace else. You know what I mean? I see a lot of cats.
Here's the thing with Lunch. Here, okay, look. I'm going to tell you about Home. I just met Dion Monique. You know what I'm saying? Here's the problem with these niggas, man. Them niggas, they backpack niggas. Not to say nothing is wrong with backpack niggas. That's cool. But they not real street niggas. So what they don't want to do, they don't want to hook up with the real street niggas. Come on. Everybody in the Inland Empire know about Impound. Everybody know about Impam. How the fuck you ain't gonna reach out to me or reach out to nobody from Impam and be like, let's do a track, but you could call Glasses every other month and suck his dick about let's do a motherfucking song. But yeah, we right here in your city and you not reaching your hand out like, yo, I see what y'all doing. I see where y'all came from. Show, I know this nigga. That's my nigga. Let's hook up and do some music. They don't wanna do that. So it's like, you know what? With us, we love everybody. But if you in our way, we gonna smash your ass. Cause we still real on the streets.
You know what it is? It's not that, B. I'm gonna tell you honestly, it's the simple fact is you don't have a billboard, B. You're not next to big knowing name celebrities to them. That's how they look at it. Cause Dominique was doing stuff. She did stuff with Frost. You know what I'm saying? She did This Is for La Raza. Now my only thing with that is, you know what I'm saying, she claimed that she's the IE queen. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put it like this, man. She gotta fuck with two females from the IE. First she gotta fuck with Mistress, who used to, I don't know if she's still with them, but I knew her from when she was with Homeless Nation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then there's Ambush. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ambush pushed 4,000 units by her fucking self with no big promotions or nothing, just her and Flex in the streets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I done seen Ambush make fucking AC Alone's whack ass fucking bow down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So to me, I look at it like this. I came up around Homeless Nation and all that. And to see where they're at right now, I'm not happy because they're supposed to be further. I don't like the nigga fingers. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Me and my brother talk all the time. I say, I can't stand that motherfucker. And he's like, why? Because that motherfucker's a bloodsucker, B. He's a bloodsucker. Yo, Lunch just did a joint like a couple months ago last year with Styles P. I ain't heard that shit spin on no radio. None.
Because the niggas ain't got no drive no more, man. It's a, like, I'm trying to tell you, it's a whole new day and era now. It ain't the same way you could drop a CD out and hand it to everybody or put it in some stores and everybody look at you. Now it's a whole new game. We could go around all that shit. You got to really be a grinder. You got to really be a grinder. And the thing is, these niggas is idiots, my nigga. Like, I got love for the niggas, but they fucking idiots. We way harder than them. I don't give a fuck what a nigga tell me from their camp. I tell them to their face, every last one of them. We way harder, we Ray Riller, and you can't do nothing about it. Now look, you can link up with us, help us out, and we gonna make it happen. Because y'all niggas is old news. Niggas don't see y'all on the streets no more. Niggas don't, you don't even run around with nobody. Like, I'm being honest. Like, the only money y'all got is a lot of money is from the little music label. But niggas, we got real street money. Me, myself, I have touched real street money. I have helped niggas' careers to get millions. Like, I'm a real official nigga. And them niggas don't extend their hand out to try to help a situation. And that's why I take it more as disrespect. They don't say nothing. If they ever do say something, we going to give them the business. Because you know why? Y'all don't fuck with us. Y'all do not fuck with us. I'm telling you some real shit. I used to invite Lunch back to Glasses Malone shows before Glasses, anybody knew Glasses. When Glasses is a fat ass nigga that nobody knew. Back when I was like really like we was brothers. Me and him was dead like brothers. And I used to tell Lunch, man, come on, fuck my nigga Glasses. He used to never come fuck with us. Never. All of a sudden Glasses get signed. Guess what Lunch do? Running right up in his asshole. Man, Glasses, what's up? Man, Glasses. I'm like, is it the same nigga that we used to invite Lunch? Is that Lunch on the phone? Glasses look at me like, yeah. I'm like, man, some bitch-ass shit. But it's all good, though. As soon as I get to where I'm at, I'm going to tell you, if they send their hand out, I'm going to slap their hand down. I don't even want your motherfucking hand out. I don't even want your help no more, nigga. I don't even want it. Like,
okay.
I like be feeling like 50. I be feeling like how 50 feels. Like, nigga, you been seeing me do this for so long. Now that I'm here, I've done it myself. Now y'all want to extend y'all hand and be like, try to give me a hug. Fuck your hug. Get out of here, nigga. Do what you got to do, and I'm going to do what I got to do. If you say anything about me, I'm going to smash.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yo, do me a favor. Tell that nigga 50 to release Young Buck, man. Shit. I mean,
man,
let Young Buck go.
Here's the thing with Buck, man. If I had as much money as 50 and the nigga did me like that, I'm going to be honest, though. I'm going to be spiteful, too. I'm going to be like, fuck you, nigga. Like, I made you rich. I got you from the gutter. I picked you up in Cali when the nigga left you out there. Like, nigga, you gonna do me? Oh, fuck you, nigga. I'm gonna fuck your life up for the rest of your life. And that's how 50 feel. Like 50, even though he's rich as fuck, and we see 50 as a millionaire. We see him as a millionaire. You know what 50 be thinking? 50 be thinking he a nigga in the hood still. He think he's still a hood nigga. Like he broke in the hood still. Not saying he's really there. That's how he thinks. Like, people don't understand about 50. He still thinks that, nigga, I'm in the hood. So if you kick, like, listen to his music. When he says, if you ever kick sand on me in a dirt box, I'm never going to forget that. He's really still like that. Like Young Buck, you diss G-Unit. You said, fuck me, all this, and I help make you rich. I'm going to make sure I help make you poor as fuck. I'm going to make sure I help make you the poorest motherfucker in rap. And that's how he feels. Like, I can't knock a nigga for feeling like that. Because if you got shot 9 times, you went through hell and hot water, you got to remember, 50 Cent was in the hood until he was 26. That's a lot of years to go through the shit that he went through in the grimiest area in America. That is some grimy shit to be 26 still going through that. And then finally you get signed and you get a gang of money and you're out that shit. His mind hasn't changed. It really hasn't changed. In that shit for so long.
Because, I mean, I know a cat that I met in the shelter that knew his mom. Rest in peace, you know what I'm saying? Because that's really like where it started from. 50 really from Brownsville. You know what I'm saying? He's from Brownsville, Brooklyn. But he moved to Queens after his mother passed to stay with his grandmother. And he always been in the street life. But you know what I'm saying? Jay took him underneath his wing. I'll put it like this to you. A lot of people don't know how hood Jay was. And there's a lot of shit in the hood in New York that goes behind why a lot of people have a riff with 50. And it's not even about music. It's shit that niggas in Cali don't even know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a lot of
shit. I mean, Jay, the thing about Jay, Jay's one of the realest niggas to me in the game. I love Jay. And I know Jay. I know Jay got killers. He got real killers.
Not Jay-Z. I'm talking about Jam Master Jay.
Oh, Jay, okay, for sure.
Yeah,
because,
see, there's a history that, you see, all right, I'm going to put it like this to you. You live in California, and everybody else that's in California wouldn't really know 50's whole history. Only know what he tells you and what other people around him would tell you. But if you're in New York, you hear the whole history. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. This is all I'm saying with 50. This is all I'm saying, like as far as myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just know this. By the age of 26, the nigga wasn't a millionaire. He didn't have hundreds of thousands. He didn't. I know that for sure. He didn't have that. So where he was growing up at, he still had to deal with the ignorance and still make the music that he was making. Like, when you listen to 50 music, this nigga's talking about, I'm going to kill you. Fuck you, nigga. Nigga, I don't give a fuck about none of you bitch-ass niggas. Nigga, I'll die. Like, nigga, like, oh my kids. Like, he's making that music and he's still living around that area. He might also be living in that direct area, but he's not hard to touch. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he don't have bodyguards all around him. He don't have police, FBI, niggas, CIA all around him back then. This nigga's still a regular nigga. He can still be touched. Now he got shot 9 times, and after he got shot 9 times, he still came right back like, fuck you, nigga. That's an incredible nigga right there. Not saying he was the hardest nigga, but he was talking like one of the hardest. He took 9 bullets for it and still came back and said, I don't give a fuck, fuck you, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this nigga wasn't rich yet. He still wasn't rich. Like, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could really do that as a man. Like, talk this shit, fuck you niggas, get shot 9 times, and still come back and talk the same shit, and just luckily I get rich. Just so happily, I get rich now.
Did you ever listen?
Kind of like an incredible man.
Did you ever hear the Ghetto Quran? The one that he put out?
I heard some of it. I hear the whole CD. I heard like about like 7 songs.
Yeah, you gotta listen to that song. Trust me. I mean, I got into 50 when he came out with How to Rob an Industry Nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then he came out with Get Rich or Die Trying. Before those two albums, before that single and that album came out, he did a song with Onyx. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And then it's like right now the way I see it, it's like these last couple of albums that 50 put out, it just was not moving. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. It like, really wasn't like that's being honest. Because you know why? The Fifth Thought, he, Fifth Thought the people need the commercial shit. But when Eminem talked to him, like, nah, people still want that old ass 50. That old drug selling, ah, jack you, fuck you, and everything you stand for 50.
It's not even about that. You know what it is? See, what Fifth did, what I see, you know what I'm saying? From looking at Fifth's music and listening to it, Fifth tried to, on this last album, Before I Self-Destruct, if you listen to the album, every style, every album he has put out, he tried to put all that style on this last album. And honestly, it fucked him in the ass in the long run because it took him way out of his range. And then
you don't
on
think,
top of like, that,
hold on. You don't think Before I Self-Destruct is one of his hardest albums he put out?
Nah.
That to me, like, that to me is like next to Get Rich or Die Trying. That album is phenomenal to me, man.
Nah, don't get me wrong. He had a couple of joints on it. So Disrespectful reminded me of Get Rich or Die Trying. You know what I'm saying? Because that was like, that 187.
He had Stretch. That nigga has some shit on that motherfucker, like, where it's crazy that he's that rich. I would believe that was a nigga on the block. That's why I loved it. Because I would believe he's on the block. Like, who is this nigga? It's 50 Cent. Cousin make $400 million. He's broke as fuck on the block right now. Like, no, he really made $400 million in 1 year, and he's rich as fuck. Like, ain't no rich-ass nigga making no shit like this. I don't know one. Like, Jay couldn't even make an album like that. Jay-Z couldn't make nothing like that. Jay-Z could talk about the shit he experienced, and now he's on a higher plateau. I Self-Destruct, that shit put me in drug mode. Like, before I go sell drugs, I put Before I Self-Destruct on. Like, that shit made me want to go sell drugs. Like, that's, I was like, God damn. That's
but
incredible.
You can't put,
like, a nigga that risk can make me feel like that.
But you can't put Jay and 50 in the same category for the simple fact is, because, you see, 50 was his own man. Jay's a bitch-ass nigga. He runs with whatever's
Jay, but with Jay, man, Jay is like, he's a pioneer in hip-hop, too.
No, he's not.
Give him, like,
nah.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Man, that nigga's a pioneer to me.
No. His first album, Reasonable Doubt, that was Jazzo's album. That was Jazzo from Brooklyn. The same nigga that sunned that nigga. Jay stole his whole album, went in the studio, didn't change nothing on it, just added a few little things with it, threw Biggie on it, but that was Jazzo's album. All that North Carolina, I'm down south hustling and shit, Jazzo. He took Jazzo's whole style and then tried to throw Jazzo peanuts. Like, yo, dog, here, I'm going to feed you. Here, take this. And Jazzo was like, nah, fuck that. Nigga, you stole my name. You stole my album. Nigga, you stealing my swagger. You stealing Biggie swagger. Fuck, the nigga stole 50 swagger. Why do you think Jay shoots subliminal at different people now? Because that's 50. You see what I'm saying? 50, before 50 come out, everybody calls 50 the gimmick rapper because 50 finds somebody to fuck with before he put out an album. Now 50 don't do that no more. You see what I'm saying? Now Jay's doing that. But Jay don't do it in the States. See, you might see 50 go in New York and perform and yell, yo, fuck Game. Fuck this nigga. But Jay will go way across the country in the Netherlands around them cracker motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? The real skinhead motherfuckers. The New World Order motherfuckers. And try to diss a nigga. And then think nobody's on the internet listening. And then come in like, what you need? You know what I mean? It's just like, all right, I'm going to tell you something I've seen that Jay do that let me know that Jay's a smart man. He sat at a Lakers game with Jimmy Iovine and gave a smile and a smirk like he was talking to 50 without actually talking words like, nigga, I hope you ain't going to fuck with Beans, nigga. I'm sitting here with the label owner, a young label, homie. Now, if I'm whispering to this nigga's ear or take him to the back and suck his dick, this nigga ain't going to make your shit get no push, nigga. Which way you want to go? Because a lot of people don't know, in the industry, if you're giving up your ass, you're pushing units. Look at that nigga P. Diddy. If you don't believe me, I mean, come on. Wendy Williams put it out there that Diddy was getting his fuck on, and she lost her job at Hot 97. See what I'm saying? See, me, I don't care. I don't like faggots. So I expose the motherfuckers all day, every day. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I remember when MC Light and Queen Latifah was running this industry. I mean, they had females turning themselves out. And these male faggot niggas couldn't take the... They couldn't take the fact that these women were taking over the industry. So what they do, they try to chop them down. Look at fucking Russell Simmons. Fuck all that yoga shit that he's doing. That nigga doing butt cheeks bubbles. That's what that nigga doing. He's sucking dick too. Because when that faggot dude got killed, all these faggot motherfuckers ran around and got a model chick. If you really think that Russell Simmons was fucking Kimori, come on, man. That's like saying Vince Market was with fucking Alicia Keys. It don't exist. You know what I'm saying? You get your model chick. Look at Diddy. Diddy be running around with all these different chicks trying to make you think that he likes women. Come on, man. The man started working at Uptown Records, and all of a sudden, within a week, you're right next to the CEO who happens to be a homosexual. I mean, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I mean, let's be real. You know what I mean? There's a lot of niggas taking it in the ass. You know what I mean? I worked at Gap. You know what I'm saying? When I was working out here in New York, I worked at the Gap, and I come to realize how these faggot motherfuckers move. These motherfuckers in power ain't trying to fuck the regular street niggas, but they trying to fuck them powerful niggas. And you got to look at it. You know what I'm saying? When you get to a certain point in the game, you got to give your ass up if you want to sit in that Bentley and feel comfortable. That's why niggas is mad at 40 Glock, because 40 Glock is exposing a lot of niggas. Fly's been running around yelling all this fucking goon shit. This nigga sees some real gangsters. That nigga in the bathroom like a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm keeping the 100. You know what I'm saying? The industry is scared of the outlaws. They won't let the outlaws get nowhere to breathe. I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of niggas.
Here's the thing, look. Here's the thing with the problem with these like, the real niggas. Like, one thing that me and 40 Glock understood and we come to understanding with, they can't stop real niggas no more. The problem with the real niggas is so stuck on the 90s, having niggas put their CDs out and pay. My nigga, you know what me and Glock go do? You know what me and 40 Glock go do? We go to Louis, we go to Gucci, we go to Versace, we go to the richest malls in America and knock the richest bitches to pay for all of our shit. Goddamn right, show up the East Side Savior. I said it. I'm giving a free game. We go knock the richest bitches, and they pay for all of our shit.
But that's
videos,
what you
everything.
Go to Beverly Hills, and you can find Reverend Run's daughter. She be in Beverly Hills. Go up there, put her on YouTube, because she's a freak waiting to get fucked. I mean,
and
come
knock
on.
That bitch. It's that simple, and knock her. Then what you do, come on, man, you got World Star Hip Hop. You got This Is 50.com. You got all kind of shit. Guess what they want? All they want is money. We put y'all shit up. We get over 10 million views a day. We put y'all shit up. Just give us $300-$400 per video. Nigga, you got a rich bitch with a black card. That's nothing. They can't stop a real nigga, but a real nigga got to really get on his real grind and understand what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand what the fuck is going on. That's why niggas look at 40 Glock like, man, how did 40 Glock, why is 50 fuck with 40 Glock like that now? Because that nigga's smart. 50 understands, like, yo, Glock is smart. He's done all this by himself with no backing. You know, I'm saying it. With no backing. We didn't get bread from 50 Cent. We did all this shit on our own grind, knocking our own bitches, selling our own fucking drugs, dope, all that. Like, and when a real nigga sees it, he has nothing to do but to respect it. Like, let me fuck with this nigga right here. This nigga's doing all this with no bread. Not no bread, but no industry bread. Nobody's backing him. All by himself. Wow. That's big. Wow. Come on. Spiderloke, my nigga. That's my nigga, but this nigga was on the XXL magazine with 50 fucking Cent. Where the fuck is he at now?
Shit, that nigga doing
Hollywood. Looking for handouts. Niggas looking for handouts. Fuck a handout. Take the hand, nigga.
But hold up.
You can feed yourself.
So, I got 1 minute, and then we're getting ready to go out. So, yo, I'm glad you called. I'm back on tomorrow, man, because I'm going to get into your music tomorrow because we've been, like, shooting the breeze so much. I forgot the show in the whole night, and we clicking out right now 1 minute to go. I want to thank you for calling. Y'all need to go out and get that M-Pound Massive. You know what I'm saying? What's up with Trife real quick, man? When is he? Is he home?
My little brother locked back up. He's out for a month. He's out for a month. They put some satellite dish in his ankle, and they locked my nigga back up for violating where he's not supposed to go.
Yo, tell you how you work that out, man. You need to get some people to sign some papers, man, and just be like, yo, he's got an album coming out, and he's got some stuff he's trying to do in the community. You know what I mean? Get a church involved. Trust me, that church shit works, B. So all you need
okay.
is one church. You know what I mean?
Yo.
But definitely call tomorrow, man, because I want to get into some more depth, man. I like talking to you, man, because, yo, we sitting here going, I done missed the time frame, and I don't give a fuck, because today is my day. That's how the fuck I feel. Yo, listen, man, I'm just like on one, B, because, yo, I just been on one. Tomorrow I'm playing Fuck the Police, and I'm dedicating that shit to the Riverside PD in honor of my homegirl, Aisha Miller, that these bitch-ass niggas that killed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck the police. 187 on a motherfucking cop. Like my nigga Snoop would say. Even Snoop got a little bitch in him. I met the nigga in New York. That nigga got nervous. I don't know why. I ain't have nobody with me. I said, what's up, Snoop? That nigga Frenched up. And all his bodyguards came around. All right, man. Thank you for calling, though, all right?
For sure, man. Shout out to my niggas, man. I love y'all. Hit me back tomorrow, whatever. I'm good with it.
All right, for sure.
For sure. I'm out. East Coast, right. Much love.
All right.